This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 14th of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equities were mixed with U.S. and European markets lower while Japan moved higher. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% and the Nasdaq dropped 1.9%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 was down 0.5% and Switzerland's SMI slipped 0.6%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.7%. In foreign exchange, the euro-dollar rate is 1.139, up 0.1%, while $1 buys 0.81 Swiss francs, unchanged on the day. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield is 4.63%, up 1 basis point. Brent crude is trading at $86 a barrel, up 3%, and gold is trading at $4,035 an ounce, up 0.7%. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. What's driving markets at the start of the week?
Ongoing strikes between the U.S. and Iran have jolted markets at the start of the week, with Brent crude rising above $86 a barrel at the time of writing, which is its highest level in a month, and the 10-year Treasury yield climbing above 4.6% for the first time since May. The U.S. announced the reinstatement of the naval blockade against Iran from Tuesday, and U.S. President Donald Trump demanded a 20% fee on all other vessels crossing the Strait of Hormuz.
So what are investors watching next?
The U.S. Consumer Price Index release for June, which is due on Tuesday, will be key to watch, and a higher-than-expected print could further intensify investor concerns over tighter Federal Reserve policy and push up bond yields. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's testimony before Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday will also be scrutinized for any signals on the central bank's interest rate path.
Given that backdrop, how do we see the broader geopolitical situation developing?
We still believe that both Washington and Tehran will seek to avoid a return to all-out war, and that an eventual diplomatic solution should allow energy flows through the strait to normalize gradually. That should ease inflation worries and lead to a decline in yields as the year progresses.
And what's our expectation for inflation from here?
We think inflation should moderate in the coming months after peaking in May. Consensus estimates point to a deceleration of headline CPI to 3.8% year over year in June from 4.2% in May, with core inflation holding steady at 2.9% year over year. That would be in line with our view that inflation peaked in May as tariff-related price increases abate and energy prices decline. With wage growth no longer a primary driver of inflation, we expect price pressures to moderate in the second half of the year, which should reduce any urgency for the Fed to raise interest rates.
Just on the Fed, what are we expecting from Kevin Warsh and from Fed rhetoric more broadly?
Warsh is likely to face questions before the U.S. House Financial Services Committee on the central bank's plans for its balance sheet. But as was the case with his speech at the European Central Bank's annual forum in Sintra 2 weeks ago, he is expected to give little indication of where he sees monetary policy heading. We believe Warsh and Fed officials will maintain their hawkish stance in the near term, but we also expect rhetoric to soften once they become more confident that second-round inflation effects are limited.
And beyond the rhetoric, what could keep the Fed from making major policy changes in the near term?
While the U.S. economy remains resilient, we expect softer growth conditions to reemerge in the coming months, as diminishing fiscal support and weaker real income growth weigh on household consumption. Separately, the introduction of multiple task forces as the Fed reassesses its framework and tools for policymaking also means the U.S. central bank is likely to delay any major policy reaction in the near term, in our view.
So, what's the investment takeaway from all of this?
We maintain the view that market pricing of Fed policy is too hawkish and that bond yields should fall from their current elevated levels. That creates an opportunity for investors to lock in attractive portfolio income by adding to quality fixed income, especially in the short to medium maturity segments.
AI headlines have stayed in focus. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index has fallen more than 15% over the past 3 weeks as investors rotated out of the sector after its strong gains in the first half of this year. Still, the latest corporate headlines point to continued commitment to AI investment and to the strength of underlying demand. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. posted a 36% sales increase for the 3 months to June ahead of its quarterly earnings report due on Thursday. Meta said its data center in Louisiana will expand to 5 gigawatts of compute capacity, with investment in the project rising to more than $50 billion. Intel is spending 5 billion euros to expand its plant in Ireland to increase output of data center processors, while Samsung is reportedly exploring a potential US listing following SK Hynix's Nasdaq debut last week. Our view is that without commenting on single securities, we remain constructive on semiconductors overall because they are still the key beneficiaries of growing AI investments. We believe the medium-term AI demand story remains intact amid robust adoption trends and expanding agentic AI workloads. That said, we also expect higher volatility in the coming months because the easy gains are likely behind us after the strong performance in the first half of this year. We acknowledge the rising risk of a CapEx taper tantrum and think selectivity within semiconductors and hardware is key. Semiconductor equipment foundries and CPU-related compute infrastructure are our top choices, and we think investors should complement those positions with more defensive tech areas, such as payment networks and data center REITs, to build more diversified and balanced AI exposure. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest Houseview update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.